tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
So I firmly believe that the people that are meant to find me will find me, all right? And I don't believe in accidents. So I want to remind you all of how incredibly powerful you are, because I've had a couple of signs of that happen this week. There was a particular client that I was thinking of starting Monday of last week. He just kept popping into my head, and then he called me out of the blue on on Saturday. And so what happened was is I texted him back and I said, "This is so weird. I've been thinking about you all week." And apparently he was ready to have a reading right then. So again, people that are meant to find you will find you. And I'm going to give you my secrets of success right now. And the thing is that there's nobody in the world like you. And the more that you can be you and not be in fear, everything starts to happen for you. The more authentic, trusting part of yourself that you can put out there, the more that happens for you. So I'm going to give you the secrets of my success right now. You ready? Okay. The people that are meant to find you will find you. That's the first one. The second one is there is nobody in the world like you. Nobody does what you do the way you do it. So those two things. But then the last thing is be incredibly responsive. Those are the secrets to success right there. Nobody in the world like you. People that are meant to find you will find you, and be incredibly responsive. That's the secret to success right there. And I'm telling you that because what I'm getting is, by the way, 2018, 2 and 1 and 8 actually adds up to an 11. 11 reduces to a 2 in numerology. So 2018 is the number of partnerships. Now, it's going to feel especially magnified in the month of November, which is the month we're in right now. So partnerships are either going to be gelling and getting more cohesive, or they're going to be culled or eliminated, all right? So what you do is you look at the relationships in your life right now and you go, which relationships allow me to feel or give myself permission to feel totally like myself? Those are the correct relationships. If you're in any relationship where you feel you have to change or be something different in order to feel loved and appreciated, whether that's personally or at work, then it's time to shift. The reason I say that is that this year, 2018, which we're only 5.5 weeks from being finished with, this is the year of looking at your partnerships in a very, very clinical and critical way, right? 2019 is the year of building toward your ideal. So it's also the year of creativity. So any project that is creative, that allows you to really express yourself, that's next year, 2019. So just want to let you know that. All right, so I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from, area code 718. Hello, 718. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Gabby.
Oh, hi, Gabby. What's your question for me today?
I was wondering if I go to school at Penn State. I was wondering if it would be happier if I transferred and went to, like, Rutgers or something, or if I should stay there at that school.
So you realize Penn State has an amazing reputation. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So before I turn your cards over, what it's saying here, what's interesting is you feel trapped there, which is a weird thing for me to say, and you feel really sad there. So it makes me wonder, was there a breakup with a boy that's causing you to want to change schools?
It has to do with the boy and the girls that I'm living with.
Okay, so instead of actually changing schools, I would rather you just move out from the girls that you're living with.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, is that I love college. College was an amazing experience for me, okay? And by the way, I have a bachelor's degree in business. Do I need that to be a psychic? No, but I do, right? But the reason I'm telling you that is that college was a wonderful experience because it allows you to recreate yourself, okay? So the girls that you're with right now, they don't appreciate you for being you, okay? That's why it feels weird with them. So remember how I opened the program that this is the year of partnerships? That mm-hmm. you need to be around people that give you permission to be yourself, all right? In other words, the people that you feel comfortable around, that you give yourself permission to be yourself. Now, I have to say, if you're Donald Trump and you're yourself no matter what happens, that's great, okay? But a lot of people have this this sense of they have to have permission to be themselves by the people they're around, when in fact the reality of it is you give yourself permission to be yourself. And so when you look at your living situation, you go, gosh, I just feel comfortable here. And as soon as you say that to yourself, you go, well, crap, I'll go where I feel comfortable. The other thing is that it says here that you have support to shift into something that's a better living situation. But there's sorrow connected with a boy. Then you've got this card that says you feel trapped where you are. So the thing is that these gals that you're living with are not all that, Gabby.
Okay.
So all you do is you still allow everybody to save face, and you do this as graciously as you can. So what I would say is, you know what, I need more privacy because it takes a lot of quiet time for me to focus on my studies. That's how I would say it. Even though whatever they come up with, whatever little snarky thing they might come up with in their head to criticize you for moving, that's their crap, not yours.
Yeah.
Because the truth of it is that our biggest goal, and this is why college is so wonderful right now, is that it's for you to discover where your harmony is, where you feel at peace, what works for you. And by the way, you have a natural and very, very powerful intuitive gift. It's right here in your cards. And this whole situation is for you to acknowledge and honor the fact that you have an incredibly powerful intuitive gift yourself. So I'm looking at your cards and I'm going, wow, a wonderful career for you would be psychology, nursing, anything in connecting with communications, anything where you're directly connecting with people would be an awesome career for you. And the thing is it's saying that coincidence is your best friend. So I'm going to spend just a little bit more time with you than I normally do with my people on the radio program. And I'm going to tell you this. By you taking the power of being where you need to be in order to really agree with your most authentic self. In other words, when you decide that you're giving yourself permission to be you and you don't want to be around these shallow women, okay, because they're shallow. They wouldn't be these, excuse my French here, but they wouldn't be these bitches if they weren't shallow. You are incredibly loyal to people. And for that loyalty to be wasted on these little girls around you says to me, shift into a better living situation. You'd be much more comfortable with one roommate or even by yourself where you can really study and you can really expand into your potential. But I'm going to tell you as soon as you move out, It's saying within a couple of months or by February of 2019, you meet somebody that's a better romantic connection for you. So the motivation is move out and get everything you want. That's my bottom line with what I'm telling you. Did that help?
Yes, that does. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Big hugs, Gabby. Let me know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. See you later. Bye. All right. Okay. I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to the area code 551. Hello, 551. Who's this? Hello, 551. All right. I'm going to put you back on hold because you might be listening to some other program in addition to mine and you're not paying attention to this one. So go figure. All right. I'm going to go to area code 480. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. What's your question?
Yeah, the question today is I just moved into a new area and a few months, and, you know, I'm kind of going to thinking about waiting till the new year to look for employment and just kind of get your input on that.
Actually, I disagree with you waiting till the new year to find employment.
Okay.
I disagree with that. And the reason I disagree with that is because what it's saying is if you jump right in, that you're Mr. Enthusiasm about finding something that brings you money, then you're not going to be worried about the about money in 2019.
That
because when you're worried about money, it comes across in your vibration that it comes across as a little bit desperate, and I don't want you to present that. I want you to present the idea that you're comfortable with everything that's going on, that you're relaxing into your path, that you know the right thing is being attracted to you, whatever that is. Because whatever you're going to do to earn money is not what your dream job is. It's not how you really want to earn money. But getting an ongoing flow of money coming to you makes you more relaxed about searching for the thing that you really want.
Exactly correct.
So here's my thought is that the new area that you moved to, do you know anybody there?
No.
Okay. Then one of the things that I would recommend is that you jump into, first of all, whatever job that you've done before that you're incredibly good at, that would be the job that I would go for, but I would go right away. I would start looking right away. And any job that allows you to interact with lots of people in a specific area that could help you. For example, let's say you're a bartender. I'm just going to use that. Let's say you're a bartender. I would get a job as a bartender in a very, very busy bar that was connected to a lot of office buildings where the happy hour is super busy. Okay? That would be my example.
Yep.
And the reason I say that is because what might happen for you moving forward might be a slight change than what you're thinking of getting. So you have this natural, dynamic, engaging personality. And so when you're working next to a big company, you can even say, well, my dream job is this, but my dream job is this. So I'm going to say the dream job would be to have your own business and do the thing you want to do your way or whatever. But maybe the dream job is being the person that does logistics and coordination for trade shows and events where you can travel and be the salesperson for that trade show. You see what I mean? And coordinate. So
yeah.
It's like a little shift. What I want you to do is I want it to be a little bit more of throwing it out there of possibilities because you have a card that says the new beginning is about to happen for you in 2019, but it says that you have to jump in and participate with the people around you. One of the fastest ways for this to happen with you, Mike, would be to join Toastmasters tomorrow. Find a Toastmasters group. Well, maybe not tomorrow because it's Thanksgiving week, but the week after, find a Toastmasters group of the largest group you can find and join them because you're not afraid to get up in front of groups of people, but I want you to refine your skills and tell all these professional people in the room what you're looking for. and then allow those co-creators to help you get it. You see what I mean?
That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Okay.
No, absolutely.
Because here's the thing. There will be a woman here that has dark hair and light eyes that is going to facilitate your dream for you. This is not a romantic relationship. This is a, you guys both really like each other, and it's funny. She's probably married, all right? But she's funny. She's resourceful. There's something about her that you like her, she likes you, but it's not romantic at all. It's a sort of professional respect. And that she facilitates your new beginning, which is why I'm telling you to jump in with anything that connects you with people. But Toastmasters is particularly good because it allows you to get up in front of a group of people and talk about your dream.
Right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 402 area code. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, this is Diane.
Oh, hi, Diane. What's your question?
I was wondering if you and your cards could give me some advice on my romantic relationship with Brian moving forward.
Brian, let's see. So, I'm sorry, I'm cracking up because I just got this vibe that you are the grown-up in this relationship.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm sorry. I'm cracking up over this. So you're the grown-up. Here's the thing with Brian. You can see his potential. You can see that there's an amazing potential here. You can see his potential. You can see his gifts. You can see all of these wonderful things that he could be, okay? The reason why I'm saying it that way is he's not there yet. All right, so this would be the relationship that I would not necessarily put on the back burner, but not put so much intense focus on it because he's not ready for the big intense focus. Now, if I were you, and if I really wanted Brian to be the dude in my life, if I were you, the strategy, that's the word. The strategy that I would embrace with Brian is you keep talking about what he's good at.
Okay.
That's all you do, is you keep talking about what he's good at. Now, the funny thing is that he might not think that he's good at those things, but because you're bringing up the things that you see that he's naturally good at, and then you might occasionally slip in things of where that could apply to being incredibly successful career-wise, okay? You just slip that in, but you start with, one of the things that I like about you is, and you just throw it out there. It's the perfect when you toast somebody with a martini. So I'm a big martini drinker. And by the way, Belvedere is my favorite martini for the record, in case anybody ever wants to know that Belvedere is my favorite vodka. But besides that, let's say you're sitting there and you're having coffee, you've toasted with a martini, you're having a bottle of wine. As soon as you do that first toast, I want you to start with anybody that you're around, but especially with Brian.
Okay.
I want you to say, one of the things that I like about you is, all right? Or one of the things that I think you're particularly good at is, all right? Now, here's the thing, and this is going to sound really, really silly, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. When people are looking to bond with a dog, for example, and I'm using this as a very simple example because it's magical how this works. When you're training a dog, and I'm not calling Brian a dog, but I just want you to take this very, very simple philosophy. A dog remembers what they're rewarded for, not what they're punished for.
Okay.
Now, guys, and I am going to kind of compare it here, but guys remember what they're rewarded for, how they feel when they're with certain people, not what they're punished for. So they will avoid punishment. they will run to what they're rewarded for. Okay? So,
okay.
For example, if Brian calls up and says, "What can I do? What can I bring over for dinner?" And you respond with, "Wow, what a sweet thought. Thank you so much. How did you know I was having a busy day? Boy, I'd love it if you picked up tacos."
Okay.
Right? You're going to get more tacos.
Okay.
Okay. Now, and I know this sounds super, super simple, but it is basic business. People remember what they're rewarded for, not what they're punished for. Okay. And
okay.
As a matter of fact, if a client has been punished in whatever way and the company comes back and rewards them for being squawky and bringing up whatever they felt bad about, now that person's a client for life, right? Because people remember how problems are handled and how well they're handled more than they handle, you know, if people take for granted, you know, something. Like there's a particular company out there that is offering a special to new clients, but they won't give it to the ongoing current clients. To me, I think that's a mistake. Right?
I do.
Because you want to keep the clients. So back to Brian. You're the adult. If you think Brian is the one that you want to have that long-term relationship with, you keep rewarding the behavior you like, and you do your best to ignore the behavior you don't like. So if Brian doesn't call you when Brian says he's going to call you, instead of you getting all whacked out, right, you say, and then he calls you later, say, "Oh, well, I didn't hear from you, so I did something else." Now, here's the funny thing, is if Brian thought that he could call you 2 hours after he said he was going to call and that you were going to be available and you weren't and you didn't answer the phone, and then when you did answer the phone the next day, he goes, "Well, I tried to call you last night." You say, "Oh, gee, hon, I had expected you to call by 6, and when you didn't call, I figured something came up, so I did something else."
Okay.
Now, what that's going to do is, first of all, it's going to make Brian think you're not collapsing your energy into him. Guys hate that. Women hate that too, by the way. People do not want to be responsible for defining their partner.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm telling you is that the very simple thing that I want you to do is reward the behavior you like and ignore the behavior you don't. But do not take it personally if he doesn't call you when he says he's going to call you. Have a plan B. And plan B could get your nails done. Plan B could be go see, you know, the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, which, by the way, was awesome.
I know.
Just
I
saying.
Thought. Oh,
wasn't that great? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But my point is that you have to look as – actually, it's not really looking. You have to have a life outside of any partnership. And I'm going to say one more thing before I let you go. The right romantic partnership – companion of choice relationship is this image. I want you to think of a train track, okay? There are two rails on the train track. They're both going in the same direction. There are ties between these rails, and the ties ahead of you are future opportunities. The ties behind you are past memories, all right?
Okay.
But there's a certain amount of space between the rails, or the train couldn't go. All right? So you want to imagine that Brian is one rail, you're the other rail, all right? And the only way this train of love goes is if there's a certain amount of space between the two of you. And that as long as there's that space, then what happens is that you allow the flow of love to work between you, you see? But if either one of those rails are weak, the train can't go either. If either one of those rails are bending toward the other, the train is going to fall off the rails, okay? So you have to allow, there's an old saying, allow the winds of heaven to dance between you.
Okay. That's a nice saying.
I love that one too. Allow the winds of heaven to dance between you. That's love. The winds of heaven, the winds of love. Allow them to dance between you because that draws someone to you. And again, all you have to remember in any business or love or friendship relationship, People remember what they're rewarded for, not what they're punished for.
Okay. Okay, that's
and
awesome.
Because, and one more thing. Sorry, I'm on a roll with you, so let me go with it. So,
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So if you have a friend that the only reason that she calls you is to bitch about how messed up her life is, that's you being punished.
Right?
Because as soon as you see the number pop up, you're like, oh, my God, that woman's going to bitch at me about something again.
Right.
So I want you to start ignoring the calls from people around you like that.
Okay.
Or if you choose to answer the phone, you open with, well, hello, Sally Sue. You have good news for me today, yes?
Okay.
Now, they're going to go, well, what do you mean? No, I'm calling to bitch about how bad my job is. No. No, then you say, well, okay, today is a good news day, so I'm only taking calls from people that are giving me good news today. So what's your good news today? See how magical that is?
Yeah.
All right, gal pal. Awesome to talk to you. See you later.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I will be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
And I'm back. I'm having a really good program today. You know, it's so funny. There are times that it just feels even more magnified when I'm doing this broadcast. Some days more than others, and I'm having one of those really magnified days right now. So I'm clearing the cards here again, so give me just a second. Bear with me. All right. I'm going to go to 347. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tamika. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Tamika. What's your question?
I wanted to know if you could tell me about someone named Frank that I've been getting to know, if you see any potential between us and just about
Let's
him
see.
In general.
Now, you heard my phone call with Diane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you heard what I told her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't need to go through all that. So there's two guys here. There's Frank, and then there's another guy. Now, because I have two different guys here, do you happen to know Frank's birthday, Tamika?
It's October 28th.
Okay. And then what's the other guy's birthday?
December 3rd.
December 3rd is coming up reversed. October 28th is coming up upright. So I have a fire sign and a water sign in your cards. Your fire sign's coming up reversed. Your water sign's coming up upright. So if Frank is the water sign and the other dude is the fire sign, there's something about the fire sign that he just, you're not getting the whole story with Mr. December 3rd, but what I'm getting here is there's an actual feeling of authenticity connected with Frank. Now, here's the thing. This implies that Frank is rather attractive. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Frank is kind of used to women throwing themselves at him. All right. So with Frank, I'm actually going to suggest that you date for a good 2 or 3 months. And this doesn't mean 2 or 3 months of talking on the phone. This is like 12 to 15 dates before you actually sleep with him.
We already did.
You already slept with him?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now what you say is that when you see him the next time, you say, you know, I was a little overserved, or I was very impulsive last time. I really, really want to get to know you without sleeping with you. You don't actually have to say it. That's the vibration that you relax into, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because this says he's a good man. But now we have to do experiences together that bond him to you other than sex. So do not dare be a booty call. Don't do it. So if you get a phone call at 8 o'clock at night going, hey, you know, gal, let me come over, you got to say no.
I'm trying not to, and I try to talk to him about relationship to see if he's interested in that, but he's always like, I don't want to be in a relationship, but I can still feel this potential between us, and we're very attracted to each other. So I'm just like, should I just let it ride and maybe it'll evolve into that with him, like, and get to know him better in the future? Maybe he'll let me in more in the future. Because I do like
All right.
him.
Okay, sweetie, I got to ask you a tough question. Has he taken you out to dinner?
No.
Have you gone to the movies with him?
No.
All right. Until you get one of those two things, I wouldn't sleep with him again. I do not want you to be convenient for him anymore. The funny thing is say, you know, baby, I'd really love to go see the movies. I'd love to go to the movies with you. Let's go to the movies. Well, no. The thing is that he's amazing in bed, according to this. And I don't want you to be just amazing in bed with him.
Right.
I don't want you to be, sweetie pie, you deserve so much more than being a booty call.
I know, and I would like for me and him to develop into that. I was wondering if in time we would.
All right. Unless you create the way for him to spend time with you that doesn't involve him just showing up at your door and you guys doing it, that ain't going to happen, because he's got to connect you with more than just the bedroom. And the only way he's going to connect you with more than just the bedroom is if you start doing things that have nothing to do with a booty call. So that means that you say, you know, I'd love to see you. Let's go to the movies on Saturday. Well, you know, I don't know. Right? Then, gosh, mm-hmm. then I can't see you. The thing is that if you just want it to be a booty call, great. But it's not going to evolve into anything else, in my opinion, unless you put other factors into how you spend time together. If the only thing you're doing spending time together is having sex, then that's the only one little facet that he's going to equate you to. Whereas if you say, yeah, I'd love you to come over. Why don't you come over for dinner? But let's go to the grocery store together and buy groceries. Now, that means that you're out in public with him. If he's reluctant to be in public with you, that bothers me.
Right. I am trying. I always try to suggest it to him. He seems just very private, but I am trying.
Oh, no, sweetie. Here's the thing. This is very, very selfishly serving him. But it's not really serving you unless the only reason that you want to see him is for sex. Okay? Because what I'm getting here, and maybe this is why Mr. Sagittarius is coming up reversed, is that Mr. Sagittarius might want more of a relationship with you but doesn't feel like he's got your full attention. Mr. December 3rd.
Right, because Sagittarius is in Florida and he has a temper. Frank and me work together and I am more attracted to Frank.
Okay, so here's the thing. The reason why Frank's making it a booty call is he doesn't want anybody at work to know that you guys are hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, sweetie, you deserve better. He's not a bad guy, don't get me wrong. But then I even wonder, is Frank also married?
He was, but I don't think he is anymore. He said he's got the phone.
I'm also wondering about that, because what I'm getting here is that I do not want you to be the transition girlfriend or the bridge girlfriend for somebody else that he, you know, might actually go buy dinner for. So the next time he calls you or the next time you're working with him, you should take me to dinner tonight. That's what you should say. We should go to dinner tonight. I'm craving tacos. That was my reference to my call before you. But you say, I'm craving tacos. Let's go to dinner tonight. Oh, no, blah, 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 but I can come over later. No, that's not going to work for me. That's how you have to say it. Oh, but you were willing to have dinner. Well, yeah, I'm willing to have dinner, but then I'm going to bed early. I just want to spend time with you when it's outside of work and we're not having sex. That's all.
Yeah.
But you have to put your foot down on that, because I don't. Because if he doesn't want to spend time with you out there in the real world, sweetie pie, you just deserve so much better. So that's my thought. Now, Mr. Sagittarius, and again, unless they make the effort, you're not doing anything. And remember, it's a relationship. It's a two-way street, honey bunny.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't just him getting some.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you that this could be a catalyst for you in a lot of ways, because if you're looking at him as the fact that, well, you know, he spends all day with you at work and then you guys have the booty call and whatever, he's getting all kinds of benefits here. So I would really recommend that you look for another job to start the beginning of the year with. Because then you can find out if Frank really is someone that's interested in you, because your skills will transfer to another company pretty quickly. So I'm thinking that you should, don't even tell Frank you're doing this, but you start looking for another job that you want to start the first of the year. And then you find out if Frank actually really wants a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And besides, the benefit for you is that you'd probably make $5 or $6 more an hour.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen from Chicago. What's your question?
I'm wondering if you see me finding work. I have a project for a week after Thanksgiving, but I was laid off about a couple weeks ago. And I'm wondering, I have a sick dog, so I'm trying to look fast to try to get him some x-rays.
Okay, so I have a couple of thoughts for you. The first thought would be that you go right to a vet clinic right now, like on Monday, and say, can I work part-time for you to work off what it's going to cost for you to look at my dog?
Oh, okay.
Just go in. So if it's somebody, if it's a veterinarian that you already work with, just say, you know, I would be happy to be the person on call for emergencies for Thanksgiving week, in exchange for you looking at my dog. You'd be amazed at how people will barter, especially when someone's willing to work. You see what I mean? So
yes.
That's a thought, and that's a priority because your dog's freaking awesome. I just want to tell you that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's
so
really cool.
Now, let me fast forward to the project that you're doing the last week of November. I want you to go in with the idea of this being all in, incredibly cooperative, amazing, fun to work with, bring in cookies the second day. I'm serious. You go in as though it's not a one-week project. You go in like they want to hire you. And that your 1 week of doing this project is an audition. So you go in, you meet everybody, you're incredibly engaged for that 1 week. I want you to look at it as though, even though you're doing the project, I want you to look at it as though this is a big, it's a 1 week interview. See, people don't get this, that when you have an opportunity to be around people that actually could create a position for you, when you go in with a great attitude and on Tuesday or Wednesday that week you bring in cookies, or Wednesday or Thursday bring in cookies and you say, I baked you guys cookies because it's been really fun working with you, all right? And the thing is you don't actually have to make them homemade. Go to, like, your grocery store, get those peel-and-bake cookies, you know, those already refrigerated,
right.
And you bake them, all right? Because then you can say, I baked these cookies. You don't have to say you actually homemade them, all right? You go in, you say, I baked you guys cookies. So you bring in 3 or 4 dozen of these cookies on Wednesday or Thursday and say, I'm just really enjoying working with you guys. Here's some cookies. And so when people in the coffee room go, who made the cookies? And you say, oh, well, Karen made the cookies, the gal that's doing that project. I like Karen. You see? So then
right.
It might turn into a job that they create. And I got to tell you, there's a true story here. Someone that I've known for years and years, she'd gone through a really, really rough time. She was working for a major company. Her husband got really sick. She got let go from the company because she had to spend so much time with her husband, which was really cheesy and crappy that they did this to her, but they let her go. She ended up going to this other company, and they didn't have a job for her. But because her background was so lovely, and when they told her no, that they really weren't going to hire her, she sent the nicest thank you to them, saying, I just want to let you know that it was delightful to meet with you, and you know, I hope we're somewhere down the road, blah, blah, blah. Well, they created a position for her. Because
wow.
She was so gracious about them telling her no, you see? So, but what I'm telling you is that this last week of November, you have an opportunity to actually help them help you create a job.
Okay.
So you be incredibly political, all right? You're nice to everybody. You don't listen to any negativity about anybody else. And you go in and you do an amazing job on this project. You bring in cookies halfway through. And then on the very last day, you go to the person that hired you or whoever the project person was you were working for and thank them for allowing you to have this week, that it was delightful. And then if they're
okay.
looking to create any kind of position that you can contribute to, you'd love to talk with them more.
Okay.
Most people don't take that extra step. And then what you do is after you do that, now this is going to blow their minds, because if they don't by Friday talk to you about a job, which they might, then on Monday you send thank you notes to the key people you worked with. Just want to let you know it was a delight working with you. Thank you so much. Have wonderful holidays and the best in the new year. That kind of note, but handwritten.
Okay.
Going to blow their mind. There you go, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, hold on. There was a gal that I promised I was going to get on the air, but she didn't call in. So, oh well, I'm going to go to area code 780. Hello, 780, who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Jay calling.
Oh, hi, Jay. What's your question?
My question is regarding embracing grief. I'm just a little bit, for myself, I'm getting, like, some anger stuff coming up and just wondered, I may be shoving it under the table right now because I'm so busy with the grief work that I'm doing with other groups. So I just wondered about that because maybe what Spirit has to say about that.
Sorry, I was getting a drink of water.
No problem.
What it's saying here is that I actually want you to clinically look at this in a very different way. I want you to look at the unfairness of grief. All right? I also want you to have you ever done mind mapping, Jay?
No.
Okay. As soon as I say it, it's going to sound familiar to you. So it's where you take a sheet of paper, all right, like a blank sheet of paper, like right out of your printer, and right in the middle of that sheet of paper, you write the word grief or whatever it is, all right? You can write any word. You can write the word love, and then what you do is you circle the word grief, and then you do a little stick from that circle, and you write down the first word that comes connected with the word grief. It could be sad. It could be guilt. It could be the person's name, whatever it is. But what you do is you actually do what's called mind mapping, all right? Now, the goal is to fill up the whole page with, like, little sticks going to these other word bubbles, and then from those word bubbles come other sticks and other words, all right? So the goal is to fill up the whole page with words. Now, what I'm getting with you is that I think that the biggest lesson besides the healing of this is the discipline that goes along with maintaining your grace, your dignity, your path, your goals, even in the midst of the grief. Okay? So I actually think that this whole, it could be that you decide to write a screenplay called The Grief Circle. All right, and it's a screenplay based on not only your story of grief, but maybe two or three other people that are also dealing with this. But it's called The Grief Circle, and that's what I'm specifically getting from Spirit to you, and I keep getting the words the unfairness of grief, because the thing is that usually the Spirit on the other side's like, you know what, dude, get on with your life, don't mourn for me, right? Dude, go do what you're supposed to do here. Don't use me as an excuse to not do what you're supposed to do. So when I see this discipline card that's coming up right smack in the middle of your reading, yes, there's a healing here. Yes, there are people that are willing to help you. Yes, you're being able to see things incredibly clearly right now, but there's this huge unfairness. Now, I want to tell you, it's also interesting that if you can, because the way your cards are coming up is just so interesting. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a picture of your cards right now, and I'm going to put them on Twitter. And I want you to look up The Mystic Mona on Twitter, and I want you to see your cards because they're pretty phenomenal. When you'll see what I'm seeing when I take this picture. So hold on, I'm taking the picture right now because I want you to see what I'm seeing. All right. All right, so I've taken the picture. So after the program's over, you know, within 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to post this picture. And I want you to see that there's this card called Breakthrough Reversed. Then there's this card of Projections Reversed, which is exactly the best way to get that card. Then there's you maintaining discipline and control. Then there's this circle of people around you willing to help you and you resisting your healing. That it's saying here, realize that any kind of grief takes time. But I'm telling you, the person that you're grieving for, whether it's you or someone on the other side, the higher point of this is they would not want to hold you back from your ultimate goal, your ultimate reason that you're here. And so when I say the unfairness of grief, sometimes it's the unfairness of grief, but the also the permission of grief to postpone your potential, right? Because when somebody passes, we stop everything to deal with that. I mean, there are very few things that we stop everything to deal with. Someone passing is one of those things. And so So within like 15 minutes after this radio program, I'm going to post on The Mystic Mona, which is my Twitter name, your card. Mm-hmm. All right? And I want you to see what I'm seeing, because the first card is unfairness. It's like, why is the universe beating me up again? So it's also kind of a little bit of a pity party, but it can be connected to grief. Then the projections card is you seeing things exactly the way they are, and then you staying incredibly disciplined right there smack in the middle. You have to maintain control of why you're here. Then you've got all these people around you that are willing to help you if you will just let them in to help you. And then the last card is this discipline is also connected with your healing. But I get like screenplay, I get story, I get you actually looking at this as though it's motivating you into the next level, not disabling you to the next level.
Yes, because I'm actually planning on writing a poetry book on grief.
Well, remember how I said circle of grief? It could. Right. This would be an absolutely amazing short film for the Sundance Film Festival. And that you get three poems and you get three different people that are actually, I mean, I'm seeing this in my mind. I'm seeing three different people actually speaking the poem, and you send it to the Sundance Film Festival. But each one is grief and letting go. One could be about letting go their most treasured pet. One could be letting go their lover or their husband or their wife. And the last one is you. And it's a 10-minute film that you get students from your local college for film credit to do this film. So it's not going to cost you anything to do it. And then you submit it to the Sundance Film Festival. But it's called Circle of Grief. That's what I'm getting. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks so much. I look forward to seeing those
right.
cards on there.
Yeah, I'll post them on The Mystic Mona in about 20 minutes. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from... All right, I'm going to look one more time for the person that... All right, well, you know, you invite people to be on the program. You tell them you're going to give them priority, and then they don't. So I'm going to go to... I'm going to area code 702. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello, Mona?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was coming through. My name is Christopher. How are you?
Hi, Christopher. What's your question?
I had a really unique experience this week. I had two separate friends have the same virtual dream about me on the same night. And
yes.
They both dreamed that they were at my wedding. And
wow.
I was curious what the cards would say about, I guess, love life.
I don't think it's love life, although it's
okay.
Part of it. I think it's marriage to your potential. That,
that makes sense.
Because there's a disruption that has to happen for you to marry into your potential. And that it's not about you using the excuse of not having the money anymore. It's about you doing it anyway. It's a big
okay.
deal. I also am getting here that it does lead you to ultimate, grand, amazing, fulfilling love. But it's all the love. It's spiritual. It's romantic. It's intellectual. It's soul-inspired. It's purposeful. It's all the levels of love. It's health. It's all of it, right? And it's because you finally decide, if not now, when? If I don't do it
yeah.
now, when am I going to do it? And so the marriage card, the virtual dream of marriage that these two friends had and then subsequently told you about them, I actually think that that goes into, have you ever heard of lucid dreaming?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I have heard of it.
So lucid dreaming, L-U-C-I-D, lucid dreaming is where you become aware in your dreaming state and you can direct the dream.
Okay.
So what's interesting is that I do find it very interesting that your two friends had the same dream or something very close.
And these are not friends who are
you.
Friends with each other. This was totally independent
yeah.
of each other.
Yeah. Well, that's a message for you. It's the marriage to this life, not necessarily the marriage to a person.
Okay.
and that you have to decide that you came in this lifetime to do some stuff, and you keep giving yourself excuses not to do it. And now I'm
pretty much
you,
just stuck in the middle of I don't know.
All right, so when you don't know, it means you start reading about stuff you don't know that might actually inspire you to go toward what you want. And any step is better than no step. And when you can live through your heart, not your head, and do the things that actually make you feel in love with life, that's the meaning of life, right there. Anything you can do to make you feel in love with life. Like one of the things that I do from time to time is I go out to the Poppy Foundation and I pet cats. It's not that I don't have enough of my, right, I know. It's not that I don't have enough of my own cats. I do. But there's something about going there and seeing the unconditional love of these cats that are taken care of by a wonderful foundation. It's heart inspiring, all right? So it's saying, Christopher, when you can live your life through love, then the inspiration comes to you. But it's not about the excuse of it costing anything, because the only thing it's going to cost you, which is the most valuable thing in the world, is time.
Yes.
So when you can actually invest time in something that's going to improve you or make you feel more connected, then what you've just done is put your love in the right direction. Love is a verb. Love is through action. And any action that is in love is not wasted. No act of kindness is ever wasted.
I agree.
All right, my friend. Got to go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
All right,
happy
see you
day.
Later. Bye. You too. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.